From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The U.S. Congress is moving toward adoption of new sanctions against Russia for its interference in the 2016 election. But it was unclear Sunday whether President Trump would sign the legislation. Anthony Scaramucci, the new White House communications director, told CNN, "You've got to ask President Trump. My guess is he's going to make that decision soon." White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders told ABC News, "The White House supports where the legislation is now." Key Republican and Democratic lawmakers reached agreement Saturday on the measure, which does not include changes Trump wanted to make it easier for him to lift penalties against Russia. The House of Representatives is set to vote Tuesday. The Senate has already voted overwhelmingly to approve its version, but would have to agree with the House bill before it could be sent to President Trump for his signature. Police in the southwestern American state of Texas say eight people have been found dead in the back of a large truck in the parking lot of a Walmart store in the city of San Antonio. Fire Chief Charles Hood says at least 28 people, including children, were pulled out of the truck alive. 17 of them are suffering critical heat-related injuries. Hood told CNN that some of the survivors have suffered irreversible brain damage. He said the people would not have survived another night in the trailer because San Antonio's temperatures have been hot and dry. The trailer was a refrigerator truck, but the air conditioner was not working. The truck's driver has been arrested. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Heavy fighting is raging in central Afghanistan. Officials say the Taliban has captured two district headquarters and is attacking government outposts in nearby areas. A government spokesman told VOA overnight about 700 Taliban insurgents attacked Kohistan and swiftly captured key installations, including the police headquarters, before establishing control over the entire district. Insurgents are attacking government positions in eight other districts. At least one person has been killed in a shooting Sunday at Israel's embassy in Jordan. Jordanian security sources declined to give more information, and Israeli officials declined to comment. An Israeli was seriously wounded in the attack. Tensions between Israel and Jordan have increased in the past few weeks as the Jewish state installed metal detectors at a Muslim holy site in East Jerusalem, of which Jordan is the Muslim custodian. Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Palestinians clashed with Israeli police near the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem's Old City, the site Jews call the Temple Mount. Palestinian leaders called for a day of rage to protest Israel's installation of metal detectors at the holy place after three Arab gunmen killed two Israeli policemen at the site a week ago. Fearing riots, Israel banned Muslims under the age of 50 from attending Friday prayers at the mosque, which marks the third holiest place in Islam. Worshippers who were turned away from the holy place were outraged. This is crazy, and it violates freedom of worship, said an Arab citizen of Israel, adding that the metal detectors are humiliating to Muslims. He described it as a Black Friday. But Israel says Muslims crossed a red line when they brought firearms into the holy place, and the metal detectors are necessary to prevent further acts of terrorism. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan landed in Saudi Arabia Sunday to begin a two-day trip aimed at defusing a standoff between Turkey's ally Qatar and neighboring countries. At the Istanbul airport before his departure, he said, "No one has any interest in prolonging this crisis anymore. I hope our visit will be beneficial for the region." He is starting his trip in the Saudi port city of Jeddah, where he is meeting with King Salman bin Abdulaziz and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from VOA in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.